Triple J.
Welcome back to Australia and to Triple J. Phoenix, Tomar and Christian, how you doing?
Very good.
And the shows have been good?
Yes.
Yeah. Yesterday was a crazy show.
One of our favorites, I think.
Oh, how do you mean crazy?
But it was a lot of pressure for us because we... Now the places we play are bigger. Mm-hmm. And we have this light show that... We had a vision when we started this record. We wanted it to be a very... some songs need this very elaborate light show. And it's, you know, it's a pretty risky thing because it's... Every second something can fall apart. And so yesterday, for the first time, the whole pressure was there because we had to play with the lights. And it was like a weird interaction that we were not used before. And
right. And they're very bright, these lights.
They're very bright and they're very... it's hard to explain. It's like since the beginning, we wanted our show to be like a... We saw this live performance of Steve Reich in Germany. Right. He's a minimalist composer. And we loved it so much, we wanted it to be the same experience, and we wanted the light show to be more like a Dan Flavin kind of neon... Right. So we pictured those two things together, and we are trying to achieve this, and it's too much work. It's exhausting.
So you guys, not only are you responsible for writing all the music and playing all the music live, but you've also designed the light show.
With our light guy, who's a friend from,
5 years?
5 years.
Yeah. So do you remember back in, when you first started playing and it was just the guy that worked the lighting in the club, and he just would press the ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Do you wish that maybe you just go back and do that?
We do. Sometimes we do go back to that.
Yeah, we play sometimes in small clubs.
Yeah, right.
We like the transitions between big and very small venues.
It wouldn't be too much opportunity for Phoenix to play small clubs now, though. I mean, you're a Grammy-winning band.
But we still, I think when the light show is a disaster, it feels like a club show. So we, sometimes it happens. Feel naked in the same way that you. But we try to, it's a battle every day because those big venues, you have to fight. It's frustrating. You have to tell everyone that you don't want to be 10 meters away from the people. You don't want to have a... that it's okay that people stand on each other's shoulder or whatever. That there's so many restrictions. The bigger it is, the less free you are. So we have to every time we have to go against that.
Yeah, and it's difficult because I would imagine the Phoenix crowd are not a violent crowd. The audience.
They can be surprisingly.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know.
we're not talking like Nickelback getting like shoes and rocks thrown at you and bottles and stuff.
No, but sometimes...
They're not violent towards us, but...
There's stage invasions sometimes, and sometimes it's pretty chaotic. Yeah, we love that.
You love it and encourage it.
Yeah.
We do, but... sometimes they happen too early. That's the only thing. Sometimes people come on stage very early and then... You're stuck and you can't. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to play with 200 people on stage. It's really high.
Especially, I would imagine, Christian, there's a few pedals that you need to keep safe.
Yeah.
Have there been any instances where, suddenly you're playing guitar and suddenly there's a delay or there's a chorus or there's a distortion that you didn't expect?
Yeah, sometimes I don't have sound at all. Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. My mic was gone sometimes. Someone stole the mic.
Did they sing?
Someone got a knife. I saw it's true. Someone got a knife and sliced the coin and took the mic and ran away.
Was it an expensive microphone? Was it your microphone?
No, the mics we use are very cheap. That's
Well, they will be now.
Awesome.
Talking to Tomar and Christian from Phoenix, I'm going to play something from Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix, but from the remix album, which only just came out. The song I want to play is Fences, that this Parisian guy, 25 hours a day.
Yeah.
Is he a friend of yours?
Yeah, very good friend, yeah.
He was the assistant of in the studio when we did the third record, and he's also a friend. He plays with Philippe Sdard, He played with Cassius and other bands.
Ah, Cassius. See, I reckon, in fact, we'll talk about this after this song. I reckon you guys could probably be linked to almost every French band. You've either played with them or helped them begin or...
Well, Philippe Zdar is the real guy that's the link.
Ah, he's the link.
He's the guy.
All right.
If you would have to draw like a thing, he would be in the middle.
All right. On Triple J, that was it. That's 25 hours a day. Who is a very good friend of the gentlemen who are in the studio right now with his remix of Fences, Thomas and Christian from Phoenix. And so his mate, what's his name? Philippe
Zdar is the half of Cassius, and he mixed our first record and he produced and mixed the last one.
Right. And so he's the link. He's like the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Exactly.
The entire French music community.
Yeah, he's the 1 degree. Yeah, there's just one handshake from this guy. And, right. Yeah.
There's a lot of music in France. I mean, we don't hear a lot of it, but...
There is a lot. There was... Philippe Zdar is in the middle because he's the bridge to electronic music, and he's also produced hip-hop music in France.
Yeah.
So...
And of course, you guys were Ayers' backing band. You played Playground Love last time you were here in the studio.
Yeah.
And Branko was in a band that went on to become Daft Punk.
Yeah.
Yes.
So is there any bands that you reckon you couldn't connect to?
In France? Yeah. Tahiti 80.
Tahiti 80.
Yeah.
Well, if we can't find a connection to you
they're
guys,
not,
we're
they're
not.
Yeah, they're big.
In Japan, they're big.
They're big in Japan. Well, yeah. You guys were just in Japan. I saw some beautiful photos on your website.
Thank you.
Are you the photographer, Christian?
He is.
Yeah, I think so.
Now, I put a link up to your blog on the Phoenix website. Those photos are amazing. Is photography a hobby of yours?
It's a new hobby. Yeah.
It has become now because, I mean, he takes maybe five times more picture than
we all
did. Mm-hmm. And Dek, the bass player in the band, is...
He only took one.
He only took one.
Was it a good one?
Yeah, it was a good one. It was in Mexico on a bike. It was...
He took two. There was a pipe thing too.
Yeah, he took two. Yeah, he's good. He's good.
He's good. All right.
He likes contradictions.
Okay.
To be his best. Yeah.
And he must not have found very many if he's only taken one photograph.
He found two.
two contradictions.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
The other one was the backstage of the Hammerstein Ballroom in New York. Well, It's just like Spinal Tap, you know, when they say "Hello, Cleveland," and you just get lost and you just took a picture of that moment.
Of you guys getting lost?
Just of insane pipe things going on,
like
something
backstage
that didn't make sense. Yeah,
great. So, and when you guys were in Japan, I saw you guys were dressed up in sort of robes and stuff.
Yeah,
you guys.
We went to the countryside with Dek. We had the ultimate Japanese experience.
Is he staying in the traditional Japanese hotel?
Yeah, exactly. So we did everything. Yeah, we had the kimonos and we...
You bathed together, didn't you?
And yeah, we...
Because I've been in these hotels. You're all the gentlemen.
You can, yeah.
I was naked with Dek on the hot tub. It was pretty... It was our honeymoon.
Be still your beating hearts, listeners. Has that happened since?
I know.
There's places in Australia you can go.
Yeah.
We mentioned the fact that, you won a Grammy. Pretty good.
Yeah. It was pretty surprising. It feels like a joke, actually. It feels like I don't know. We didn't think... We never thought that music and competition were a good match.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, we enjoyed it. You know, we were... There was something about...
Yeah, we really like the category we are in it, like alternative, because, it's lots of bands we respect a lot. Won this prize, like White Stripes or, I don't know, Beck.
Yep.
These kind of guys.
And who did you guys beat, more importantly?
We beat Brian Eno, which is unfair, you know. It gives the surrealistic...
More important even than the Grammys, of course, is the Triple J Hottest 100. Now, you guys have been releasing music for the better part of a decade, but this year was the first time you got not one but two tracks in Triple J's Hottest 100 at number 13, 1901, at number 4, Listomania. And that's and it was the biggest voted Hottest 100 ever. We had over over a million votes.
Yeah.
I mean, not all for you, but there was a million. Is it is that also like? Did you guys know about that? Is that
yeah. We know about it because Triple J has always been it's basically the most love we received from a radio station, and it's the Chris was just we were talking about this before, and if you go there's a like on Wikipedia there's on Phoenix on 1901. It always says like Triple J was the first radio to play 1901
mm-hmm. in the world. Yeah, you were the first one.
I think we played it just before you guys had recorded it.
Yeah,
I think, I think a month before. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's good because and now you guys have returned the favor because last week we were giving away these Hottest 100 songbooks, which I've only got a prototype here, which is why the pages are falling out. And inside, we have the guitar tab to 1901. Now. Oh. Maybe, Christian, you would like to proofread that and let us know if that's accurate.
That's going to take a while, I think.
Is Christian not a, a music reader?
Yeah, but the first chord is very weird.
What is it? It's an F...
F major 9. 9? Why 9?
It's got an added... okay, so that's if 8's the F, it's got an added G somewhere.
Yeah.
And also
the
a
way, the
an
way
E.
It's done, it's very... No, it's cool. It's not exact, but it's very good.
Do you have much? Is there much guitar tab out for Phoenix?
No, we don't.
There's
but,
none.
I'm
but
so we, happy. There's one. We always love. We learn guitar with this kind of things.
Yeah, right. Well,
with no teacher.
If you'd like, I mean, I can give you a copy of this, and you can learn how to play 1901 by Phoenix.
With pleasure. Yeah, because tonight we have a concert, so
you have to study it.
Yeah,
good. All right. Well, that's awesome.
Thank you. I love it.
In fact, maybe I'll tell you what, we'll give you another copy. Maybe I can get you to sign this copy and we can give it away.
Okay.
This is one of the
That
would
pleasure.
Be wonderful. Let me hand that to you right there. There's a little texter. And thanks very much for coming back to Australia so soon, 8 months after your last tour, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure. We love it.
Yeah.
It's a real pleasure.
It's the best place to play live. It's true. It's there's a few places where, you know, when we start a tour, we say, oh, we want to go there and there. Like Mexico is one of them, too, because it's just a very wild crowd and very... And here it's the same. Like, we're curious because this time we're discovering more than just... It's more cities, so we go to places. Perth, we've never been. And since we started, we've always seen, like on our message boards, we see people from...
Oh, yeah, we love the internet.
People from Perth are really...
Oh, they all want you to come.
Yeah, since 10 years now. So
and now you have.
Now we're going there, so we're very excited about this.
Awesome. Well, we're very glad very much that you guys have come. And then you're off to the US to wallow in your Grammy glory.
Now we're on a Grammy award-winning tour.
You should act like that. I want you guys to be rock stars in America. Awesome. I don't think it'll happen somehow, though. Awesome. Thomas and Christian from Phoenix, thanks very much for coming.
Thank you. It's the Doctor on Triple J.